born and raised in Cuba.
In Cuba, Havana, Cuba, yes.
You participated in the Bay of Pigs. You ended up being a prisoner of war for 2 years as a result of that.
Yeah.
Right. And you survived that. Mm-hmm. And so you really appreciate your freedom. You know what it's like to be a prisoner of war.
In Cuba, many young people at that time, they were for communism because what you hear is that equality. Everybody's equal. But in the communism, everybody is equal, being poor, miserable, and hungry. I noticed that all the private business were confiscated. I said, well, this is not the way I want to see, because I knew that eventually it would be depending on the government. In fact, to play music in Cuba, you have to pretend to be a communist.
You were given a choice of either you become communist or somehow you escape from that country.
I choose just to leave the country. Since I could, at that time, the United States had diplomatic relations with Cuba, and we were allowed to leave and come back. I came to Miami as a tourist, I mean, pretending to be a tourist. My idea was not to tour in the United States, and I had to buy, of course, a round-trip ticket. So I still have my ticket to return to Cuba by Pan American.
So did you tell any of your relatives that you were leaving and not coming back?
No, I didn't say.
Why not?
Nobody. No, because it was dangerous. If they denounce you that you are opposing the government and you are leaving because you don't agree with the regime, then they might incarcerate you or even kill you, shoot you against the wall, depending on your activities in Cuba at that time. I am an American today, of course, but at that time, Americans didn't know what really freedom means in this country, since they haven't been in someplace else without freedom. I taught in university for about 20 years.
And you taught at the university for 20 years? You taught guitar?
Guitar, the classical guitar, yes.
In addition to that, you've been on television and for many, many years. You go all the way back to the Ed Sullivan Show and...
Oh, yes. The Ed Sullivan Show, this is another story. This is what I told you. We don't have much time. I wish we do. In prison, we form a group to play music. I happened to get a guitar in some of the negotiations that they were
You were playing music with a group while you were in prison?
Yes, because they allow us certain facilities like a little bit of food, a guitar.
So that guitar must have been just so significant to you. It must have been like a lifeline for you.
I would say that half of my life in there depends on my guitar. The condition was very, very bad. And in fact, in prison, some students start learning guitar, and today they are professors at some university and concertizing also.
So you were teaching students?
I was teaching
students
in prison.
While you were in prison,
yeah.
To other prisoners?
Well, the other prisoners, yeah.
Maestro, that was amazing.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for inviting me here. It's a pleasure to be here, really.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your music with
my
our
pleasure,
community.
My pleasure.
A pleasure.
Thanks to you again. Thank you.
Okay.